Thank you, everybody, for coming today. It's been a very pleasant lunch. My fish was lovely. I want to talk to you on employment law. Employment law is nothing to do with employment. Employment law is a mixture of politics, ideology, money, taxation. Governments are very keen on using employment to raise money and raise taxation. We are governed by Europe in lots of ways with our employment law. And depending on who's in power and what state we're in economically means that employment law changes. So if you get a socialist government and a good economy, then you get quite a lot of discrimination law coming in. You get things like maternity law coming in, and we're quite keen to accept European law. If you get a socialist government and a bad economy, and then you get a lot of protectionist law. So you get anti-dismissal laws coming into place. You get pro-union laws. When you get a capitalist group in and you've got a good economy, you tend to get very little law. You tend to go with the flow. So you accept what the previous socialists have put in place. But when you get a capitalist government in and a bad economy, so from 2008 through to now, you tend to get a change in the pendulum and you tend to get pro-employer law. And once you start to understand that, then you can sort of work out where you want to be and you can use that. When I was cycling in today, I was trying to think of an analogy for this, and I thought football. I'm not into football at all. I don't understand it, and I don't watch it. But I thought football. It's a bit like the FA come up with loads of rules for a game of football. So you have 11 people, and you have the offside rule, which no one understands. And they tell you how to play. So a lot of lawyers, unfortunately, know the rules, know the law, but they don't actually know what it's about, where it's going. You could say, actually, football is actually not about the rules, it's about scoring the most goals. And again, that's sort of right. But really, it's not about scoring the most goals. The most important thing about football is winning, actually beating your opponent, knowing the rules, knowing what you have to do, and actually winning. So if you understand where employment law is coming from and where it's going to, then you stand a better chance of not just winning, but understanding your workforce and actually getting on with them and doing well in this economic climate. They laugh at me in the office because I always say, stop, think, because everything you do will have a consequence. And I had a client this morning, it was an individual, and they said, I'm sending an email to my employer and it will say, if you sack me tomorrow, then I will appeal. If you dismiss me tomorrow, I would appeal. And I've emailed back straight away and said, why do you want to say that? And they said, well, because I will appeal. I said, well, I know that because you're a real troublesome swine. But if you say that, then you're creating in the mind of your employer, in this particular case, the fact that that person expects to be dismissed and therefore it's easy for me to dismiss them. So there's no point in saying these things. They don't get you into a better situation. They don't get you into a better position. So I said, once you understand and you think about where you want to be and where you're going to get to, then it's much easier. Now, three pieces of employment legislation that are very current at the moment. And these are the ACAS early conciliation rules, which came into force in April. Flexible working, which comes into force on the 30th of June, and 0 hours contracts. So I just want to touch for a couple of minutes on each of those three. As from the 6th of April, and as from yesterday, the 6th of May, if you want to bring, as an employee, an employment tribunal claim, you can't put your claim in without first going through ACAS. You have to conciliate. What's the purpose of getting people to conciliate? It sounds a fantastic idea. Let's get people talking to each other rather than issuing proceedings. Actually, it's not. It's to stop people using the tribunal service because the tribunal service is expensive. The Ministry of Justice wants people to stop using the court service because it's costing a lot of money. The way they started doing this was last July by saying employment tribunals are now not free. You have to pay for them. And if you want to take a matter to the employment tribunal, it now costs you £1,200. Beforehand, lots of lawyers were suggesting, oh, just give it a go. Just bung in a claim and see what happens. The effect of bringing in fees for employment tribunals meant that employment tribunal claims have gone down by 79%. Early conciliation as well will bring in another stage before you issue proceedings, so ACAS will give it their best to try to resolve matters, and again, that will stop people using the tribunal service. So that may be only my opinion, but I don't think the early conciliation. If you're a good employer, you've gone through the disciplinary process properly, you've heard what the employee has to say, I'm not sure that the ACAS rules are going to make too much of a difference. Second point is flexible working requests. At the moment, if you've got children 16 or under, or you've got a disabled child, you're able to make a flexible working request. Let me repeat that. You're able to make a flexible working request. You don't have the right to work flexibly. I get lots of, mainly women who are pregnant,
really?
who come to me and say, I've got children, I've just come back from maternity leave and I want to work part-time and I have spoken to my employer and they won't let me and it's awful, isn't it? And you say, well, yes, have you been through the flexible working procedure? And they say, no. Have you filled in an FW1? No. Have you done this? No. There's an expectation that there's a right to work part-time. There is no right to work part-time. The only right you have is to make a flexible working request. But as from the 30th of June, if Vince Cable doesn't change the date again, everybody who's been in employment for more than 26 weeks will be able to make a flexible working request. So employers should be aware that as from the 1st July or the 30th of June, they may be inundated with requests. So what's the purpose of this? Let's think. Is it to make the workforce more flexible, or is it perhaps that the government want everybody to think, oh, that's great, it's a right, we can do it, because they want more people to work flexibly, more people to work part-time, more people in employment because part-time work becomes the norm. It's interesting. Personally, I think that one of the real reasons for flexible working is to change the culture. So people view part-time as something very, very positive. And therefore, if you go into part-time work, then there's nothing wrong with that. Rather than at the moment, there's a consensus that part-time jobs aren't as good as full-time jobs. And finally, zero-hours contracts. We hear a lot about zero-hours contracts, but probably we've all worked under zero-hours contracts. When I left school, or while I was at school, I had worked in a supermarket for 4 years, and sometimes they needed me, sometimes they didn't. I worked as a plumber's mate for a summer holiday. I was rubbish at it. Sometimes he wanted me, sometimes he didn't. I was brought up in Kent, so lots of fruit picking in Kent. Sometimes they wanted you, sometimes they didn't. Those were all 0 hours contracts. The government wants everybody to have a contract of employment, because once you've got a contract, you're not working on the black market, you're not working cash in hand, you are employed, so you've got a contract. So everybody has to have a contract. And then you say, well, actually, if I want someone to work 2 hours this week and no work the following week, I've still got to give them a contract. So the government says, oh, well, what you need is a zero-hours contract. Most of them aren't unfair. They're just contracts. They're just zero-hours contracts. As long as you understand what you're getting into, fine. As long as they don't have daft, restrictive covenants, so you can't work for Tesco's and Argos, they're fine. So the purpose of my 10 minutes today was to say that employment law is not all about employment. There's a reason behind it. If you understand the reason behind it, you will work better with your workforce. Thank you very much.